And we start in three. And we start in 3, 2, 1. Hello in fucking welcome. You big bloody beautiful legend. What the fuck is up? I can hear myself a lot. Yeah, I'm gonna keep on one earphone because my voice sounds better. So okay, I can plug my earphone in and listen to myself. Can you do that? No, you can't. Who the fuck are you? I traveled on a speedboat, okay, the other day. Saturday afternoon was the day I realized I am elite. This Saturday, I had gone to Alibag. Went by regular ferry with peasants. Came back on a motherfucking speedboat. In 15 minutes, I was from Mandwa to Bombay. I reached in 15 minutes. Can any of y'all do that? I am part of an elite club that travels in speedboats. I have fuck your mother money at this point. Who are you? Nobody. You're a nobody. You're an absolute nobody. I am regal and I am elite. I want you to watch this podcast and I want you to think about your life. What I want you to do is question everything about your existence. Why? Because you're nothing but absolute scum. If you have traveled on a speedboat, you may listen to this podcast. Otherwise, go and commit suicide. Kill yourselves for not having access to a speedboat. I am elite and I have a mustache. Nothingness is what you deserve. Fucking piece of shit. I am disappointed beyond belief in your existence. That being said, hello and welcome, you big bloody beautiful legend. Welcome to the Karan Kapadia Show. Seena taan ke chhati phad ke maar chu. Aa gaye. Kya karega tu? Kya karega? Pyar chu. I want to be a Delhi boy. Nobody realizes how cool it is to... Okay. I love Delhi boys. I love the fact that they think they are the toughest people on planet Earth. I want to go and ask them, have you ever met a Viking? You have not. Have you ever gone to the UFC? No, you have not. Tu kabhi kickboxing kiya hai? Nahi. Delhi ki sadkon mein bhand ho raha hai tu. Theek hai? I want that confidence that a Delhi boy has when he's facing cops. I have a friend who had come down from Delhi and at Nakabandi, I was completely sober. He was drunk. And I was like, I reduced the volume just a little bit so as to have a conversation with the cop. Not out of fear of the police, but just to be civil. It is 2 a.m. We were blasting AP Dillon. Okay. It's not AP Dillon. It's Dillon. गाड़ी भेजी तो गई किथे रनवे पे. डिलॉग्स याद है तेरे को? नहीं. यू आर नॉट एलीट लाइक मी. आई हैव बीन ऑन अ स्पीड बोट. आई हैव अ फ्रेंड फ्रॉम दिल्ली हू केम डाउन एट 2 एएम. वी वर ड्राइविंग अराउंड दोज नाकाबंदी. म्यूजिक इज ब्लास्टिंग. ही वाज बेल्टेड आउट ऑफ हिज माइंड, ड्रंक ऑन अनदर लेवल. I turned on the music just enough to have a civil conversation with the cop. And he says, "Arey volume bada panchod. Kyun?" He's like, "Arey bhai ka gaana hai. Volume bada bhai ka gaana hai. Arey bhai ka gaana hai. There's a cop right here. Chill. Chill the fuck out." He's like, "Arey police hogi to kya? Arey thulle ko dekh lenge. Hum bhi dekh lenge. Janta nahi hai kaun hai." Nahi janta hai. He doesn't know you. And most likely doesn't want anything to do with you. He just wants to ask if you're drunk. He wants to ask where you're going. He wants to see your license, check if you have any fines pending. And he'll let you go like a regular person. So shut the fuck up, sit the fuck back down and go home. Just go home. Just go home. Just go home. Just go home. In other news, yes. I have a business idea. I wanted to talk to you all about that. But before that, I'm very, very happy to be back recording again and again. I know this previous 5 minutes, whatever, were bits, but I'm very, very happy. And the speedboat thing, you should definitely, it's 500 rupees from 500, fro 500. If you're going to Alibag, definitely go buy speedboat. My back broke because apparently the guy driving, the captain of the ship, didn't give a rat's ass about your physical condition. He was standing, I was sitting at the tip of the sea, tip of the ship. And every time we hit a bump, I felt like my soul was going to leave my body. That's when I realized the first world problems that come with being a legend. Okay, I know many would actually break their back, literally, to be on that boat. But I am elite. But that being said, I have a business idea. Hear me out carefully. My business idea is called Dogs and Vapes. Think about it very carefully. What more do you want apart from a million different flavors of vapes and many, 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 many dogs in one place? It is the most lucrative business idea I have ever come across. Think about this. You want to take a girl out on a date. She has a nicotine addiction. Obviously, everybody does these days. No shit, she has a nicotine addiction. You want to take a girl out that is addicted to her Juul. You want to take a girl out that is addicted to her DYB. Her Dib. Her Yoto. She's addicted to that. Of course she is. She thinks she's cool. She thinks she's unique. Because she smokes vapes and not cigarettes. Because she doesn't smoke Marlboro Advance. She thinks she's an elite person. No, she's not. She's not. There's nothing unique about her. There's absolutely nothing unique about her. Okay? But you want to take her out. You want to make sure she has a good time. You also want to ensure that she has the feeling of euphoria when she is around you. Endorphins are rushing, dopamine is flowing, oxytocin. You want her to be happy. You want to make this woman your wife. You want her to be something else. I don't know why you see her. Your mother sees nothing different in her. Your friends tell you that she is just going to cheat on you. Your friends tell you she's attention hungry. Your friends tell you that she just wants you for your money. You don't have any money, but that's what your friends tell you. That's what your boys tell you. Your boys don't know either. They don't know any good. They don't know any better. They're stupid. They're stupid like you. They'd fuck anything with a hole. They'd fuck their dog if time goes by long enough without any fucking pussy. They've been jerking off to the same 10 pictures of their ex. The ex that once, after begging her, sent them a nude. That guy has jerked off to it at least 400 times. Till date. This was in the 9th standard. I don't know if it's pedophilia or not. He's 27 now. He's still jerking off to her pictures. He saved it on Google Photos because that's all we had back then. And he's still jerking off to those. Itty-bitty-titty committees. That's what he's doing. She had the biggest tits back then. But nothing compared to women. Of course. She was in the 9th. But her friend still jokes off to her. And that's weird. That's nothing more than weird. And nothing less than creepy. So your friends don't know any better. I know better. Who do I know? Better. So I have a business idea for you. I've trademarked it. So if you steal it, I will come and fuck your mother. Okay. But hear me out. Dogs and vapes. You want to take a girl out on a date. She has a nicotine addiction. She thinks she's special. She listens to Drake. She smokes her Juul. She smokes her DYB. And she goes to Friday night at parties on guest lists that guys that hit on her want to take her on. She gets club entry because guys want to see her tits. She has a Juul addiction. She has a DYB addiction. She has a Yoto addiction. There are guys that want to fuck her. But you're different. You don't ask her to come to parties with you and smoke vapes and drink. You take her to the best place in town. Vapes and dogs. Dogs and vapes. Vapes and dogs. You take her there. You want some beautiful memories with this woman. You want her to be the mother of your child. You want to impregnate her. Not because she is hot, but because you see the deeper value in her. You see that there is more to her than just her vape. But you want to feed that addiction. You want to keep her going. You want to make her feel like she is all right. You give her the comfort that no, you're not addicted to nicotine. Even though when she wakes up, she looks for a vape. The moment her eyes open, she needs a drag or else she's going to slit her mother's throat. You know the story. Her mother tried to take her vape and hide it from her just to see how addicted she is. She bit her mother's tongue off. She gouged her eyes out while her mother was crying and begging. She did that. But you still see something in her. You see the beauty in her. So you take her out to dogs and vapes. Vapes and dogs. And this business idea is not only lucrative because of vapes, but also because of dogs. You want her to pet some dogs. You want her to see that blue-eyed husky that I stole from one of my friends because I am smart. You want her to see those huskies and see you. That huskies are capable of horror and they'll kill you if they want to. But they're also dumb and adorable and gorgeous and handsome like you. You're dangerous but loving. You're like a pit bull but loyal. Loyal to his master. And she is your master because you took her to dogs and vapes. Vapes and dogs. What do you want to do? Are you ready to invest $1 trillion or no? This is my Sigma male grind set. Dogs and vapes. Vapes and dogs. What the fuck else do you want in life? Seriously, if you honestly think about it, what else do you want in life? Okay, maybe you want a coffee shop, right? Okay, people say like pet store and all, right? Pet stores have coffee and pet stores have like nice like pizzas. And you don't want fur-infused coffee. There is fur in that coffee. There's a fat fucking Labrador's hair floating around in your coffee and you eat that slice of pizza and you chew into your goddamn golden retriever's tail hair. No. You want a vape. You want a vape that you can smoke. Assortment of hundreds of different flavors and brands. Juul, Yoto, DYB, Vape Soul, fucking Calipari, whatever the hell these new devices are. I don't know. I am out of the scene. Everything is there for you. And we'll get replaceable filters. You want to buy a new one? We got that too. You want to buy her one? You want to buy her a vape because she's... You want her to remember you. For the 4 days that it lasts her because she's got a fucking horrible addiction. And she smokes way too much. She never smoked cigarettes. But it was cool. She went abroad to study. She went abroad and she studied for 4 years in Wisconsin. She went to fucking New York for a couple of days and people were smoking Juuls there. So she bought one so that she could fit in with the white kids. She started using the N-word around black people because she's like a little sabla. And they let her get away with it because they want to see her tits too. That's the scene. Bring her the vapes and dogs. Dogs and vapes. Sorry guys. I'm just telling you, man, this is not a bad idea. I don't know why you're against this. I don't see the problem with this idea at all. But is there anything worse? This absolute scum of planet Earth is people who think vaping is a part of their personality. It is not. If you are discussing vape juice flavors and vape flavors and the flavor of the DYB that you just bought,
actually pineapple coconut is way better than strawberry lychee lush ice.
Shut up, shut up. Just shut up. Kill yourself. Your mother is crying because you stole money from her purse and bought vapes. You are not interesting if you vape. If you have had a conversation about flavors from vapes, about vape juice flavors, you are nothing but a degenerate. Capital punishment is what these people need. I will not put the electric chair past this situation? Are they even worth your time? There was a time when smoking and vaping was an embarrassing thing. If you did these things, you were at the bottom of the barrel. Now, if you don't, you either don't have money or you haven't been enlightened yet. Because apparently, vaping is good. Better than smoking. Oh, actually, I bought a vape because I wanted to quit smoking and dude, I've been 10 months clean. Shut up. Just shut up. You were horrible before, you're horrible right now. You're miserable before, you're miserable right now. There is absolutely nothing interesting coming out of your mouth right now. Just shut your fucking mouth. Keep it shut. Keep it shut. It is the bottom of the barrel of human beings. Look, man, I got my vices too. But there was a time when if you discussed what... It is equivalent to discussing which cigarette is the best. Is there anything worse that can happen to your life than you discussing brands of cigarettes and vapes? Honestly, think about it. Question your existence and apologize to your mother. Your dad already lost hope in you long ago. Now he just sees you vape and he wants to kill himself. Your father, who spent his hard-earned money educating you, sees you wake up and hunt for a fucking DYB. You borrow one from your friends, you don't get sleep, you'll blow the delivery guy if he reaches before time. You will fuck the delivery guy if he gives your order before someone in Andheri East. That's the extent you're going to go to. For a fucking vape. That being said, I vape. I don't know. I just thought I should tell y'all. I just threw mine there on the bed. I love y'all, man. I love life. I love everything, man. I thought about this. All I need in life is sex, money, football, caffeine, and nicotine. If you honestly think about it, you can make it with these five things. You can make it with these five things in life. You don't need anything else. You can replace football with something else. I mean, I don't know what the fuck you do. Maybe like for you, it's Bollywood. Whatever, right? Anything entertainment related. There is absolutely nothing else you need. Your parents lost hope in you anyway. That being said, I think this room is going to be invaded very soon. That's my time, guys. And I love you all. If you made it till here, please like, share and subscribe. Recommend it to a friend. I want to reach a certain level of subscribers so that I can start making money off of YouTube, so that I can be rich and famous. And you are the reason that will happen. So make sure your mother subscribes to this and she hears this. Your mom's a hoe. Welcome to the Karan Kapadia Show.